Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. Hello, thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast with the Transformation Specialist. Today, we're going to continue in our journey on promoting self-awareness. However, today, we're going to be focusing on taking hold of our mind, learning how to settle our thoughts, to keep our mind from ruminating, to keep our mind from being preoccupied or daydreaming. In other words, again, focusing on staying in the present. So today we're going to focus on the term observing. And so I guess you say, well, why are we looking at the term observing? And what does that really mean? To observe means to notice or perceive something and register it as being significant. It also means to fulfill or comply with. And so, as we look at this term observing, what we want to do is to be able to sense or experiencing something without describing or labeling the experience. So, in other words, just being in the moment, just taking the time to experience whatever it is you are experiencing, even if it's an encounter with another person, but taking the time to just observe. It's more of a passive stance, one in which we are encouraging our minds to not take judgment, not to form an opinion, not to drift away or think of something else, but to just stay in the moment. It is noticing. It is attending to something. In other words, you are calling yourself to full attention so that you can experience the moment. So let's talk about some of the benefits of observing. The benefits of observing is that it helps you to quiet your mind. Eventually, you'll be able to observe things without running a commentary in your mind, without ruminating, without being preoccupied, without being distracted or daydreaming. So I want to share this quote with you. It says, just notice the experience. Notice without getting caught in the experience, and experience without reacting to your experience. I know for many of us, and myself included, sometimes it's hard for me to not get caught up in the experience or to not react to an experience, because it seems like some encounters or some experiences causes my mind to start to think on things, to maybe even start to ponder conclusions of the experience. And before I know it, I have missed the fullness of that experience. And so today, we want to focus on learning how to quiet our mind, learning how to just notice the experience, to attend to the experience, to be present without our mind drifting, without our mind forming judgment, without our mind drifting off to someplace else where we miss what we are experiencing in the now. So, how do we pay attention to our experience? Well, we've shared some things before, but the information that I'm about to provide to you not only includes our mind, but it also includes our bodily sensations and our emotions and any external phenomena. Mindfulness involves observation and constantly changing internal and external stimuli that arise. So it's not just about, you know, being able to be in the moment, but it's about singling our mind to be present, to be focused, to be attentive, to not feel guilty for taking a moment to not have to think or worry or wonder, but to be in the moment and embrace what we are experiencing right here and right now. Rather than just notice what is happening and standing in the moment, the temptation is to get caught up in the experience. And I shared that sometimes, you know, you can have an encounter or an experience and you get caught up. And getting caught up takes many forms, like not being able to get out of bed all the time, when it's time to go, or to stop eating, when something tastes really good, or when you're full. Also, let's talk about our mental capacity or our thoughts. Rumination and preoccupation are other forms of getting caught in your experience. Reacting to your experience also is another thing that happens, and it takes on many forms too, such as unpleasant emotions that motivate you or terminate the experience or cause you to want to leave the experience. Naturally, we react to pleasant events by wanting to prolong them, but the challenge in observing unpleasant events is to experience them in the moment without judging, without wanting to flee, because it makes us feel uncomfortable. I know for many of us listening, that is a challenge. Sometimes we engage in such avoidance type behavior whenever we begin to feel uncomfortable or feeling a sense that we might lose control. We are quick to run from a situation as opposed to exercising self-control, learning to self-regulate. And this is what this is about this week. Learning to settle our minds. Our emotions get away from us because our thoughts get away from us. And so we're trying to teach you how to settle your mind, how to calm your mind, so that you can observe experiences without allowing them to get the best of you, without allowing them to cause your mind to bring judgment, without your emotions being escalated or elevated to the point that you stop observing and you want to escape. The ability to step back from what is happening in the moment creates a psychological space. Separation allows you not to get caught in or react to your experience. So without the psychological space, your reactions are automatic. Shame, guilt, anxiety, depression, fear often collapse your ability to create a psychological space and causes an automatic reaction. In other words, acting the way you feel. But I want to encourage you today that by experiencing the moment without getting caught or reacting in a way to extinguish your automatic responses, this psychological space creates room for mental flexibility and freedom of choice. So I guess you say, well, this psychological space, how do we create this psychological space? Again, it's called observing. The ability to just experience the moment without judging it as good, bad, pleasant, or unpleasant. Not allowing your thoughts to stir up emotions, which stir up behavior, which prevents you from experiencing the moment, just being present. Trying to observe in an unattached, non-attached way is challenging. Whatever you observe happening in your mind, it's like a grist for the mill. Whatever happens in your mind is the nitty-gritty business of your life, as it is being lived in the here and now. Observing is the basis of self-awareness and can only happen in the here and now. When you observe your experience, you are more likely to have a feeling of self-agency or self-control. You take control of your thoughts. You take control of your emotions. And as a result, you are in control of your behavior. No matter what you are doing, you can just step back and observe. step back a little, but stay within yourself. The goal is to be slightly detached, but not to shut down and disconnect completely. Take a moment and think about this. So let's say you get called into your boss's office and you don't know what to expect. All of a sudden, you start to feel anxious. You start to feel nervous. You don't know what the conversation is going to be about. You start to wonder if you're in trouble. Did the thing that you do last week, did he find out about it? Your mind all of a sudden has on a pair of sneakers and it is running a mile a minute. How do you create that psychological space to keep yourself from forming judgments about a conversation, an encounter that you have not had yet? And I guess you say, well, I need to be prepared. But if you need to be prepared, why are you thinking the worst? How is it that positive thoughts are not popping up in your mind, only the negative? Is this an indication that you always have a tendency to catastrophize or to think the worst? Take a moment and think about the scenario that I gave. And I'm pretty sure other scenarios have come to mind where you saw how your mind went to racing and a lot of negative thoughts popped up. This is the time where you take a step back, you take a deep breath. And you say, you know what? I am going to experience this moment. I may be a little nervous, but I am making myself aware of what I'm feeling. But I'm also tying it to what I'm thinking because I'm thinking fear-based thoughts. So at this moment, I am going to slow the thoughts that are in my mind. I'm going to observe what I'm experiencing right here and right now as I walk to the boss's office. And I am going to think peaceful thoughts. I am going to find myself in a place of observing, detaching myself from the negative, but being able to connect with my boss in a way that is meaningful and being open to the encounter. Teflon is a substance which creates a non-stick surface when applied to various materials. So that brings to mind a Teflon mind. In another way of saying, letting go of troubling thoughts that stick to your mind. I know sometimes it's easy to stop worrying and to stop thinking about things that we worry about. But when you find yourself stuck in that place where you are thinking only of negative thoughts and you start to send sensations in your body that signals to you that you are feeling anxious, you're becoming stressed, you're becoming overworked, you are starting to take things way out of proportion. I want you to think of the word Teflon and remember that you had the ability to have a Teflon mind. To not allow these troubling thoughts to stick to you. Remember, the goal is to stay present in the moment. And many have found that this is a way to cope with intense feelings. Distressing events like being called into the boss's office and emotions like being anxious for the thoughts that you're thinking about being called into the boss's office can easily become stuck in your consciousness. But when you take on a Teflon mind, it is a way to attend to the painful thoughts without getting stuck. So you think of them, but you also let them go. In mindfulness practice, one is instructed to experience exactly what is happening in the moment, without either pushing any of it away or grabbing onto it. So I guess you say, this thing seems so intangible. How can I push my thoughts away and not grab a hold of them? The idea is to let thoughts, feelings, and sensations come and go rise and fall away without attempting to exert control. Although one is in control and can stop the process at any time. Remember, it's not the fact that you got called into your boss's office that is causing these thoughts. It's your perception of being called into the boss's office that's causing all of these negative thoughts to pop into your mind, and the anxious and stressful sensations that you're feeling in your body that is causing this intense negative experience. One important consequence of mindfulness is to realize that most thoughts, emotions, and sensations are transient. That means they're moving and rise and fall like waves in a sea. So, what I want to leave you with today, and I want to encourage you, ride the wave. Let it flow. Let those thoughts come and let them go. But take on the mind of Teflon and don't allow the negative thoughts to get stuck. Because once you begin to think negative, the negative emotions rise, and then you begin to act in negative ways. So, when we chime in next time, we'll be continuing our talk on observing. Thank you for tuning in today, and work toward having a Teflon mind. Take care. And by the way, what I would like for you to do is at the conclusion of this podcast, take some time to rate this podcast. Take some time to leave a remark, because we're trying to help others become the best version of themselves, but also we want to be the best version of ourselves. And also subscribe and share this podcast with others that are struggling to stay in the moment, that are struggling with settling their mind, that are struggling with dealing with difficult situations and emotions and experiences. Share this with them. Don't keep it to yourself. Help somebody else to be the best version of themselves. Help someone else transform the way they think, which would transform the way they feel, which would transform the way they live. Thank you for tuning in to your Transformation Specialist.